Mishnah, Beis Amud Aleph. Din number three, the requirement for three defilements for a sukkah. Gemara presents a machlokas. I think it was Yehuda who pointed out. I was told later he's machavin to Rabbi Avraham Alter, otherwise known as Sfas Emes. That perhaps both approaches here are variations on the Mishnah. But Rabbi Shimon says you need three plus walls, and Chacham say you need two plus walls. And the Gemara works very hard. This is a rarity. There are five different mahalchim in Machlokas. Fascinating. I'm not sure how did the Masadri, Gemara, Ravina, Rashi, and their team, how they figure out when to put in more Shakavatari, less Shakavatari? Not sure. They present five different approaches. Five different approaches to understanding this Machlokas. The last that we dealt with the last Tuesday was the fourth Lashon, the fourth approach, which was a machlokas over whether darshan tchilas or ain darshan tchilas. That's what we had left off with. Machlokas over how this drasha of counting words, right? You remember again the Gemara said, it seems like this is all based for the first four lashonos, the machlokas revolved around the counting drasha. Basukos, basukos, basukos. The word is repeated seemingly unnecessarily. It's redundant. I could have understood Pashup Shot without it. I knew the first one, Legufe. I wouldn't have it even once. I wouldn't have understood what we're talking about. Once I say once, you could have used pronouns. Then it, instead of the second basukos and instead of the third basukos. So those last two basukoses, those last two words are redundant on the level of Shot. So that activates the counting drasha. Everybody's going to say, I have to have to count. There must be the Torah put in there to tell me about, to count the number. And then we got the whole discussion, how does that number, those last two words, do we break them down into three, do we break them down into four, Mikra, Masoras, and the other issues, Sukkah, Baikra, how many, looking at those last two words, how many walls of the Sukkah does that generate? The fourth approach said, maybe the Machlokas is over, this is the way we saw, based on a careful reading of the Chiddush around Sanhedrin. The fourth approach says, it's a machlokas over darshan tchilos or ain darshan tchilos. Do you darshan the first word, meaning what seems to emerge from the Chiddush Aran, and machlokas over how does this counting drasha work? Do you say, I'm going to count the excess words, in which case I'm looking at the second basukos and the third basukos, but the first one is legufe yitzrich. Up until now, the Gemara has been assuming that as a given. But now the Gemara says in the fourth lashon, maybe that itself is negotiable, maybe that itself is mutar machlokas, and maybe Reb Shimon has an extra wall because he thinks you could count the first word also. The first pasuk is it's not redundant, yes. But as the Chiddush Aran said, it's fine that it's not redundant, meaning if the Torah just would have said pasukos once, and then just said them and it, and never repeated it, we wouldn't count anything because there's nothing excess. But Darshan Tchilas means once the Torah has redundant repetitions of the word, once you have some yiturim, it's miyutar, it's extra, that already tells me that I ought to be counting, and then it could be that I'm supposed to count everything. But the Torah is telling me, that's what darshan tchilas means, the Torah is telling me, by giving us extra word, that you should be sensitive to the number of times this word is repeated. So, if it would have been just legufe, they wouldn't have counted anything, but once we're counting, that's a machlokas, how does the counting drasha work? Do you count all the words, you only count the extra words? So that's it. Machlokas, or how the drasha works. That's lashon number four. So if you hold ein darshan tchilas, that you don't, even when there's the extra words, you don't count the first one, which is legufe, which the Gemara has been assuming up until now. You're only looking at last two. Exhibition of the chachamim in the fourth lashon. While Reb Shimon says, no! Darshan tchilas, once you have excess words, so we've activated the counting drasha, now we know the Torah is indicating to us that we should look at this parsha in the Torah with that eye of sensitivity to the number of times the term is repeated. It's all of them. Okay. And finally come to the fifth approach. What was the fifth approach? Near the bottom of Vav on the days. Rav Masna says, and here we have a named, we have an Amora attached to this approach. Time of Rav Shimon Mehacha. Shatim Rav Shimon has nothing to do with basukos. Or at least not entirely to do with basukas. You know what's driving Reb Shimon's extra wool? It's a pasuk in Navi, Where does this pasuk appear? A pasuk in Yeshayahu, near the beginning of Yeshayahu. The sukkah tihiel etzel yomam, the sukkah will be for shade during the day, mechorev, ulamachser, ulamistor mizdami matras. So it's going to provide shade from the sun, it's going to provide shade from the rain. Machser ulamistor, protection and hiding from the zerim and the matar, from the rain, from the flow, from the drip. Period. So the Gemara leaves open what just happened. So as you saw, there's a machlokas Rashi and Tosis. Right? How do you see four walls? Gemara says, you see Reb Shimon saw his four walls from here. So Rashi says, below Arba Mechitzes, Lav Machzim Yizderimu. He says, you read the Pasuk. The Pasuk talks about Sukkah as being protection from rain. What type of protection from rain if it's wide open? It must be there are four walls. Sha'ruach Mashivis HaZerim, Derech Dovna Paris. If you have a wide open wall, then the wind will, if it's wind blown rain, it's going to come right in. Not enough to have, an umbrella works to keep you dry if the rain is just falling down. But if you have a combination of rain and strong wind, the rain is coming from the side, an umbrella is not going to help you. You need to have if you're a person on the street, you need to have a good raincoat. And if you're inside a sukkah, you're going to need to have not only schach, but walls on top. Yeah, question. Yeah, so that's the question. How right? You can have an open four-walled sukkah. What do you mean by the open four-walled sukkah?
Four walls, but it's still not necessarily closed all the way. So therefore, it's not.
How do you mean?
The fourth wall is not.
No, the fourth wall is not complete. Number one.
But
your top could be open. The top could be open. You can have lavud, and I can make a wall out of a picket fence. There's space in between, as long as every space is less than three tefachim. So it could be, I could have a chain link fence, could be a wall of a sukkah. Right? So you're not going to get a lot of privacy, nor are you going to get any rain protection. But al pidin, like the chain link fence, you have solid metal wires, right? like the fence around the park. And there's the space, obviously, is way less than a tefach, certainly less than three tefachim. The chain link fence is a perfectly kosher sukkah. Yeah, and it's not giving you any protection from the rain. How do you mean? Yeah, that's an interesting question, which maybe we'll pick up Linetta when we get to the Gemara on it's mostly in Chesam Ra'af. If you turn the page for a moment, the Gemara starts in the bottom of Zion and Beis, but it's really the sugya of Chesam Ra'af. Don't worry, don't get scared. Tosis just teaching us calculus several centuries before Euler and Newton. That's what that is. Those are infinitesimally narrow strips. You see integral calculus before your eyes in deriving the area of a circle. But what the Gemara is talking about, Tosa gets involved in how does the Gemara know its geometric equations? And are they precise? Are they imprecise? The fascinating Sefer Chinuch, Mirtz Hashem, we will get there this year, I hope. But what the Gemara is, the primary concern of the Gemara is how, if you have a circular sukkah, how big is it supposed to be? So there is some discussion there. Circular sukkah, it doesn't have four walls, or does it? What does it mean to have three walls of a circular sukkah? How much of the circle do you need? That's an interesting question. And it makes us wonder, right, if you had a triangular sukkah, we would presumably call that the equivalent of a four. Reb Shimon presumably would be machshir, a triangular sukkah. Because four walls probably means more a question of for those who are mathematically minded, it's more a question of angles. In other words, how much coverage, how large is your arc? How much coverage? Because otherwise, how is a circular sukkah kosher at all? Now, one could have imagined that may in fact be part of the Gemara Shaila. As maybe Rabbi Yochanan says, how big does a circular sukkah have to be? It has to be big enough, that's the Gemara Bam Zayin Beis, has to be big enough, essentially, to be able to fit a Zion by Zion square inside of it. Right, just to put that on the board, for those who, you know, if it'll help you to see it. If you have a sukkah, it's a circle. So Yechin says it has to be big enough that it could fit a Zion by Zion, and obviously it means diameter is 7 times the square of 2, but if it means something gavaldic, if not, don't worry. But the point of the Gemara, that's what Yechin says. It has to be big enough to fit, to be able to inscribe a 7 by 7 square inside. Now, what's Yechin's chiddush? So clearly his chiddush is the shear. You could imagine it could be a little smaller. Maybe it could be like this, or maybe it just has to have the same area, right? So Yochanan's chiddush has to be a little bigger than what might have imagined. But it's also possible, in addition to that, certain Yochanan's chiddush is in the shear, and maybe there's a larger, more fundamental chiddush. Maybe I could imagine a circular sukkah isn't kosher at all. You don't have three walls. Right? So Gemara tells me, clearly, that that's not a problem. Right? A circular sukkah, A, is kasher, and B, this is how big it has to be. So that's why one would imagine, based on that Gemara, that if I had a sukkah like that, that Rabbi Shimon would agree that a triangular sukkah that basically encloses me from almost 360 degrees, it presumably is kosher. You have to work out the details. Interesting question. Maybe it's more an issue in the sukkah daf ches, or like how do you translate? We don't pass like Rabbi Shimon. That's even more complicated. What does it mean to have shnayim v'shishas afilo tefach? Does that mean you need 180 degrees plus another tefach? Does it mean something else? Got to figure that out. But coming back to your core question, but here, yes, so Rashi is very, very difficult because offhand, you're saying, well, what do you mean? Veheicha teisa the sukkah has to provide machzem. Yes, what would you say? No, I mean the you're surrounded from the arc that's defining. I mean the angles. I don't want to get too much into geometry. I know geometry will appeal to some and not appeal to others, and it's not our city right now. But I mean in terms of coverage. I'm surrounded from the arc, the equivalent arc is almost 360 degrees. So you're surrounded from all sides.
And like in here, we know the square.
I need to be big enough that I could square like that. But I don't want to get more involved in this right now. Lineta, we can be Mirchem. I hope to get up to the Siga Sukha Sukha Kivshon. The circle of sukkah, and we'll have a chance to dig in some more right now. But right now, I want to maintain. You guys are raising a relevant question al daf. Yeah, what your response to their har?
Can I string in there for the question?
Sure.
No. So they're saying that how you can take a din by
mechitza
and say love order and apply that to sukkah, and therefore you wouldn't have protection. But also, there's a din intrinsic to sukkah, namely the halacha, which says you can take away a whole wall. Why would the halacha come to take away from the four walls
that the Pasuk already said. So you can say Lavan Dovan Akuma, but that's a Din by Mechitza. So I'm saying even the Halacha of Mechitza by Sukkah that the Halacha we've been talking about on the Talmud,
that also takes away a wall.
Yes. I would say that maybe you're setting the stage for a way of responding to their Kasha. In other words, perhaps in Echanami, if we didn't have Halacha Moshe Sinai, we would say, if we have Halacha Moshe Sinai, of good, and of as the hilchos al garaita tefach, because halacha that reduces one of the walls down to from a full wall to a tefach, were it not for the halacha of Shmini Sinai, sukkahs would be much more sturdy. I mean, the sukkah would be give you much more coverage. Right? So, and in Hanami, in other words, it could be that maybe say it like this. This pasuk alone, just like the up until the first four lashonos were rooted in basukos, and you're pointing out that the step one is the basukos, and then step two for all those four lashonos is then the halacha moshiach comes along and whittles it down a little bit from four to three plus, from three to two plus, except for that one day that held the rep for Reb Shimon, it's being mostly. Right? So, and that's a larger, as an aside, Yosef Engel has a piece in Asven Daraisa, I believe, where he develops the idea that in general, Halachas Moshe Sinai, based on Iran, I think, that in general, Halachas Moshe Sinai come L'Hakal Na L'Achmer. There's a Hekesh, there's a rule that often comes L'Chumra, Makshim L'Chumra, and that may be an actual rule, much as a Sveik Daraisa L'Chumra, that's what he develops. It could be that's like a rule, hekesh, and maybe drushes in general often come more la'achamir. Halachas Moshe Sinai tend to come la'hakam. If you're Kabbalistically inclined, that may have to do with the chesed and vur, but that's not I have very little to say. I will tell you that if you're interested in a Kabbalistic approach to this Gemara, so if you look in Margolius Hayam on Sanhedrin, so he collects massive bikkias on throughout Sanhedrin. So his first, we'll talk in Ritz Hashem probably tomorrow about some of his comments on the sugya of Ishem Lamikra Ishem Lamasaurus. But that, we're going to talk about like his I think second or third simon on Ishem Lamikra Ishem Lamasaurus. His first one is, why is it aim and not av? Why isn't it Yesh Av Lamasaurus? And why is it a binyan, called a drasha a binyan av and not a binyan aim? And he has the Chuvus Harif, but then he gets into Kabbalah and then Midas Hadin and Midas Harachamim. So this is a way, I don't know about you, it's way beyond me. But that may relate a little bit to the fact that certainly the notion that halacha must be seen often comes to hakel. There may be a mystical leanings, a mystical basis for that. But al kol panim, in our sugya, the dominant thrust is that the halacha must be comes to hakel, and that seems to be a pattern, or there's a general tendency. There may be exceptions, there's a general tendency. And what it's saying is, in Achanami, if all I had, the Kadosh Baruch Hu told us basukos, but he didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu, whittle one wall down to just a tefach. If he would have not have told Moshe Rabbeinu, lavud, so then a sukkah would be much, much more robust. 3-4 solid walls, no holes. So, but then the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us halacha Moshe Sinai as well, Torah Shabbat Pez, Torah Shabbat Chassav, and told us, and tell the Torah Shabbat like this, but you have to apply, in reading Torah Shabbat, you have to apply the Torah Shabbat. You have to apply the Torah Shabbat. You know, it really means a little bit less. It sounds like what's going on here also. In other words, it's true certainly that Lemaisa, no one is saying that Lemaisa, you have to have a waterproof sukkah in order for your sukkah to be kosher. No one says that. Even in terms of material, let's say I have a sukkah that's water permeable. It's cloth, it's solid cloth on all four sides, but it's the water can get through. So you say, there's a rule, it has to be, it could be maybe because of the Asa Hilchasa, the Halacha Mershina of knocking down the Tavach, and the Halacha Mershina of Lavud, it could be, not only do they tell me specific details, which already pare it down, and that already is the answer, okay? The Pasuk is describing a four-wall sukkah, that's what Machsa Mister is. But then Nachman Shi tells me, but you carve it down. It could also be more than that, is more generally, Nachman Shi is telling me an approach to how to look at the Pasuk. Yeah, the Torah is giving me a four-wall sukkah, but really it doesn't have to be quite as strong. So that when I say La Machsa Mister, it sounds like we're saying, that's not actually say, it's not pshat. What's the nature of the din that's being conveyed? What's the nature of the Yeris HaKasav? So I might have thought, the nature of the Yeris HaKasav is, you have to have a waterproof sukkah. Comes Al Chavashin and tells me, no, that's not the nature of the Yeris HaKasav. The nature of the Yeris HaKasav is just you have to have a four-wall sukkah. When you think about what's good protection for rain, that means a four-wall structure. So that it's just the Torah's way, or Yeshayahu's way, of saying a four-walled structure. That's like basukos, right? This is another way of saying that. One way of saying four walls is to repeat the word basukos. Another way of saying four walls is to say machsa mister mizeri mata. Okay, that tells me four walls, but that is just a way of telling me four walls. How do I know that that's all that it is? Because Al-Khamar Shazina told me you can have holes all over the place. You can have holes that are loving it up, and you can knock away one wall. Look over, that's what you have to say. The problem, it raises a more general problem, but first, Yehuda. No, nothing. Try. Yeah, so that's a big, it raises, I was about to say. Thank you for segueing. If this was a pasuk in Chumash, the pasuk in Shabbat pasuk in Chumash, it could go home. Gevaldik, I have a pasuk. The pasuk describes the sukkah as a machsam and mister mizara, which I understand not to mean actually has to be waterproof, but just the Torah's way of saying it's an expression that means four walls. Malcolm Shasina tells me details of what those four walls actually look like. Okay. The problem is that we are not dealing with a pasuk Chumash. We are dealing with a pasuk in Shayahu. And the Gemara tells us in Masechus Megillah, something we've discussed earlier in the year, that one of the Ikari Amunah is that Eila HaMitzos, Mekan Shein Ratnav Rashai L'Chadash Davar Me'ata, that we derive either from the last pasuk in the Yikra, last pasuk in the Midbar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us in advance, several places in Chumash, he's not going to convey new Torah, new mitzvahs, new halachas via Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu, he conveyed Torah via Nevuah through Nevuah, Moshe Rabbeinu only. From that point on, it's all Derech Chachma, not Derech Nevuah. It has to be analyzed. And as the Rambam puts it, Mashiyasu, I think his language is Mashi, in Pirish HaKadam, Pirish HaMishnah, Mashiyasu Yoshua or Pinchas, the Ir Ha'alacha Hu Shiyasu Ravina Ravasha. Shua Pinchas are the stage of the link or two right after Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is different. But the very next link is Yeshua, and at the other end of the chain of 40, Ravina Ravashi is fundamentally doing the same thing. Was Yeshua a great Kamal Chakra Ravina Ravashi? Certainly possible. Well, is he a Navi? Ravina Ravashi was not. That's for sure true. But Navua is irrelevant. Fundamentally, they're engaged in learning
He may have delivered nevuahs, but nevuahs, he wouldn't be mechadish Torah through nevuah. No Navi can do that. Yeshua appears primarily doing, in terms of in the base medrash, they're doing the same thing that Rav Yerusha. So yes, and that's the problem. The Gemara asks that sometimes. Here the Gemara doesn't ask, sometimes the Gemara will ask. We have a common Gemara asks, I think we had, may have looked at that Gemara earlier. Learn a din d'oraisa from Navi? So sometimes the Gemara will say, it's just defining a term. Sometimes the Gemara will say, there's a halacha Moshe Sinai, and the Navi just wrote it down. We already knew it was a halacha Moshe Sinai, and then the Navi put it into writing. But it's not, we're going to say that it was the Cheska more than once. It was a Hilchasam, and also Yecheska, also Mechayakra. It was already a halacha, it's not true because Yecheska said it, or it's not true because Yeshua didn't make it true. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai, and it was Hatar Shalpeh. And then Yeshayahu, Yecheska, incorporated Tanakh in his Nevuah. So the binding force is Moshe. Right? Or you say, you're just defining terminology, healing, listen. It could be you could say one of those two. It's a little difficult, though. Because hard to say, it's like, then why are you bothering the Pesach Yishayahu? Just say, because you already want to know where to come from. If you say the other approach, that it's a Gila Milsa, maybe, that means saying, you see, which is something we had dealt with earlier. Right? And maybe have a positive. It tells me what the word sukkah means, but then it becomes very difficult. I mean, sukkah means four walls, then we're knocking it down. It's hard. It's very difficult. And Rashi is a difficult approach. That's probably part of what drives Tosfos and the Ritva, other Rishonim, to say there's a different way of looking at this Gemara. Our Gemara didn't explain what the steps of analysis. Right? All the other four Lashonos, the Gemara explained. You hold like this, you hold like that, you hold like this. Three rolls, like this, on that, four rolls. Here, the Rosh said, Pasuk, and leaves us hanging. If you look in Tosfos, you look in the Ritva, let's just see, then we'll take questions. Yerushalmi Armina in the time of Yerushalmi Shem Min HaDokar, yeah? Yerushalmi does say, like the Bavli, that the source of Rav Shem is from this Pasuk. Misukatil Etzel Yomame Chorev. But the Yerushalmi explained, ironically, usually the Bavli is more verbose, more expressive. Usually Yerushalmi is very terse, and Bavli talks more. Here it's reverse. Bavli just dropped the pasuk. Yerushalmi says that pasuk, and here's the vart. Mechorev hare achas, machzeh mister eshnayim, mizari matar eshnayim. Rabbanan say no, mizari matar achas. In other words, according to Yerushalmi, we're still working with a counting drasha. It's just a counting drasha applied to a different pasuk, not the counting drasha applied to pasukas. A counting drasha at Tosis, the bottom Tosis and Zvav and Bez. Weiter, it's also, we're darshin, a pasuk Yishayahu, it's counting a din, the raisa. Unless you say that it's all drabbanon, maybe Rav Masna is saying that Rav Shimon Shita is going to drabbanon. I mean, Atari, you don't need four walls. You don't need four walls. It's difficult. Yeah, it's not pashas. Tosfos points out that the Yerushalmi, like the Bavli here, gives that pasuk in Yishayahu as a source for Rabbi Shimon, but then the Bavli just quotes the pasuk and stops and leaves it up to our own imagination to figure out how do you see four walls from that pasuk. The Yerushalmi explains. The Yerushalmi adds a line that we count the words because it said the sukkah is going to protect you from choreves, it's going to be a machza and a mister from zerem and from matar. So the Yerushalmi says the machlokes. Yes, Yerushalmi says machlokes about. Excuse me. Yerushalmi says a machlokes about how you. About how you count. Are you counting the sach and not counting the sach? But the Yerushalmi says, no, it's numbers. It's numbers. That's what the Yerushalmi says that you saw. That's what the Ritva says here as well. Yes. So then you have to. The argument already gave us a lot of ideas on how you might knock down one. Maybe it's Chacha by Kra, maybe it's a Lufay Yitzra, or Lufay Yitzra is difficult. That's why the Ritva quotes Yerushalmi with an added line. You have four or five, and Dalchad Minayel L'Schacha. You not got one for the Schach, because there's no Lagufa here. Not got one for the Schach, and you either have four remaining or three remaining.
Yeah, what's four remaining? Where do you get five from?
They have different versions. You look in Tosas, it's Chorev is one, or Tzel Chorev is one. Machasa, Mister, Mizarem, Umimata. Now you could have, maybe you should count to six, maybe you should count to four, I'm not sure. Yishalmi is definitely assuming that we have either five or four, that's the Machlokas Amorim. And then you knock out one for the sleeve. There's three walls in Sach or four walls in Sach. But again, the problem remains. Are we saying a Gilei Milsa? But that counting drasha is a Gilei Milsa. That doesn't sound like a drasha. Unless you say it's Asa Yechezkel, Asa Yishai, Asa Mechayakra. Maybe. But you still have to wonder. So, why the Kodlach Mosh? You see that? Not true. That is difficult. And it's a surprise. I did not find, could be I missed it. I did not find anyone who raises that question. Elsewhere, the Gemara raises it. Sometimes Mefarshim raises it. Here, no one raises it. Glad to take one last question. And Mr. Shem, tomorrow we're going to pick up with Yesh Emma Mikhey Shem Masars.
The Rav seems to say that only Rav Shimon used that pasuk. Rav Shimon says that pasuk.
Yeah, that's another part of what the Bavli left hanging. The Bavli didn't explain how Rav Shimon got his din from the pasuk, and the Bavli didn't explain how the Chacham responds. So Yerushalmi is filling in, here's how he got the pasuk, and here's the Chacham responds. Now, the Bavli is not mechuyav to agree with Yerushalmi. Plenty of machlokes in Bavli Yerushalmi. On the other hand, Tosfos seems to be implying we have no reason to assume otherwise. Why create a machlokas unnecessarily? It could be also part of what's going on in the back of their minds. As we were saying before, it's hard to understand, as you guys were pointing out, it's hard to understand how you call it machsem yizar mimata if lamais it isn't. So maybe yes, maybe not. So the two approaches, each of which has its own difficulties. Rabbi Osai, enjoy your afternoon. I'm glad to hang up some more questions, and we shall continue tomorrow.